Once upon a time, there was a family. And this is a story from its beginnings, what we call its genesis. You've heard of Father Abraham and Mother Sarah, yes? And how they had a son named Isaac? Well, this story is about Isaac and his wife Rebecca and their double trouble, their sons. Isaac married Rebecca and he loved her dearly. But she couldn't have children. For 20 years, there was nix, nada, nothing, no baby. Finally, Isaac prayed to his father's God, Abraham's God, the God of life. And God heard his prayer. Rebecca conceived, but oh, it was twins. And oh, it was difficult. Her belly, it swelled and swelled, and the babies inside, they fought and fought, and she felt like she was being torn apart. So she went and asked the God of life about it, and this is what God said. Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples born of you shall be divided. The one shall be stronger than the other, the elder shall serve the younger. Well, let me tell you, that made her think. At last the babies were born. The oldest came out all covered in red hair. They named him Esau, what we call hairy. The youngest came out holding tight to his brother's heel. Maybe he was trying to get out first. Anyway, he was named Jacob, how we say he grabs. So that's how the boys came out. Now Esau grew up and he became a hunter and he loved to be outdoors. But Jacob, well, he was a funny one. He was quiet and he hung around the tents with the women and the little kids. And their parents played favourites. Isaac loved to eat wild game, so he preferred Esau, the hunter. But Rebecca's favourite was Jacob. One day Jacob was cooking when Esau came home from hunting. Esau was ravenous, so he said to Jacob, "Give me some of that red stuff, I'm totally starving." And so from then on, he was nicknamed Edom, what we call red. But Jacob said, "First sell me your birthright." As the oldest son, Esau's birthright was a double part of the family fortune. And what with the sheep, the goats, the lamb, the tents, the gold, it was worth a lot. And Jacob, he wanted it. Esau said, "I'm dying of hunger. What do I care about the birthright?" And Jacob said, "Sign on the dotted line." So Esau did, the idiot, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave his brother bread and lentil stew. And Esau ate and drank and got up and went away. The next bit of the story is this. You might not know, but those brothers and their parents and their tribe were migrants. And they had to keep moving around. They lived all over, quarrelling with the locals over land and water. They were kicked out of one place and then another. But in time, the king of the region, Abimelech, saw that the Lord was always with them, and so he promised to leave them alone. But being a migrant, it was in their DNA. And what with all the settling down and pulling up sticks and moving and settling down again, years passed, and Isaac grew old and his eyes grew dim. Maybe he had cataracts. Anyway, one day he called in Esau, his favourite, and asked him to go hunting and to cook up what he caught and to bring it to him to eat. And then, he said, "I'll give you a blessing." Now you might remember another story when a woman heard everything through the thin walls of a tent. Well, it happened again. This time, Rebecca heard. And was Esau Rebecca's favourite? No, he was not. Her favourite was Jacob. So when Esau left, she went to Jacob and told him to go and kill two goats from their flock. She said, "I'll cook them up exactly as he likes it, and you can take it in and receive the blessing." "Wait a minute," said Jacob. "Esau's a hairy man, but I'm all smooth. What if my father touches me and realizes who I am and thinks I'm mocking him and curses me instead?" Rebecca said, "Don't worry. I've got a plan." So Jacob went and killed two goats and brought them to his mum. She cooked them up just the way Isaac liked. And then she took Esau's best clothes, which were in the house with her, and she put them onto Jacob. She tied the skin of baby goats, soft, hairy skin, to his arms and to his neck. She gave him the food, and she sent him in to his father Isaac, who, as you remember, was going blind. He went in, and his father said, "Who are you?" Jacob said, "I'm Esau, your oldest son. I've brought you dinner just as you asked. Sit up and eat so you can bless me." But Isaac smelled a rat. He said, "How could you have caught the wild game so quickly, son?" Well, Jacob thought and said, "Oh, the Lord your God made it possible." Isaac was still suspicious. He said, "Come near so I can check if you're really Esau." Jacob went to him, and Isaac touched his arms and neck. And you remember they were all covered with goatskin, soft, hairy goatskin. Isaac said, "You have the voice of Jacob, but the hands of Esau. Are you really Esau?" "I am," said Jacob. "Yes, my friends, he lied to his father. He really did." And then Isaac ate the food and blessed Jacob with the blessing he had meant for Esau. The blessing was for good rain and good soil and good harvest. The blessing was that people would serve him and nations bound down to him, and that he would be the boss of his brothers. The blessing was if anyone spoke against him, they would be cursed. If anyone spoke for him, they would be blessed. So that was a blessing. And when he got it, Jacob left. A couple minutes later, Esau came in. He'd caught wild game and prepared it. And now he asked his father to sit up and eat so that he might bless him. Well, Isaac was stunned. He realized he'd blessed the wrong person. He'd made Jacob, the youngest son, the boss of his brothers, and had given him so much. Isaac cried, "Oh, what can I do? I've already given it all to Jacob." Now Esau, the big, strong young man that he was, he wailed and he wept, and he asked whether there was any blessing he could have. So Isaac blessed him too. But this blessing was not like Jacob's. It was not for farming or for harvest, but that Esau would live by the sword, fighting and taking what he needed. That he'd serve his younger brother, but that one day he would be free. So the blessings happened just as God had said before the boys were born, but through sneakiness and trickery. You can imagine, Esau now really hated Jacob for stealing his blessing. He decided that as soon as his father died, he would kill Jacob, his own brother. But oh, what a brother. Esau muttered his plans to himself. But you remember those tricky tents with those useless thin walls. Someone overheard him. So they told Rebecca, and Rebecca told Jacob. She ordered him to go away at once and to stay away until Esau had calmed down. Then she went and told Isaac that Jacob had to find a wife from among his cousins. So Isaac sent Jacob away with another blessing to travel to the country of Rachel's brother, Laban, and to find a wife from among Laban's daughters, his cousins. And so Jacob grabbed a few things and headed off. All his trickery, getting the birthright, getting the blessing, well, it cost him. He had to leave home in a hurry, and he was away for a long, long time. Even so, they were his, the birthright, the blessing. And not just that, he became the father of all Israel. I'll tell you more about that another night. But is this story what you expect? He's a trickster, that one. a liar and a thief. And he's a younger son, but he came out on top. And his family's not so nice, remember? Abraham and Sarah, they treated Hagar and Ishmael like dirt. They sent them into the desert. Isaac and Rebekah played favourites with their kids. Rebekah plotted against her husband and her other son because she liked Jacob best. Jacob himself tricked and lied to get his own way, and still God gave him the blessing. He didn't deserve it. But, you know, I reckon he's a bit like us. None of us are very important in this world. None of us are very powerful. Most of us come from extended families that are not particularly nice. Many of us are related to manipulative women, foolish men, thoughtless uncles, people who do anything for a good feed. Many of us have relatives who won't talk to each other, kids who fought since birth, grown-ups who still do what their parents tell them, parents who still try to control their adult kids. We all descend from migrants. We all live a long way from our ancestors. Many of us are scrappy and sinful, anxious, argumentative, a little bit dysfunctional. In other words, we're normal, and our families are normal. Full of conflict, full of struggle. Ordinary. But before he was born, God chose Jacob, and he became Israel. And before you were born, God chose you. And through Jesus, you are invited into the new Israel. Because Jesus invites everyone into Jacob's family. Like Jacob, we don't deserve anything. Like Jacob, we earn absolutely nothing. But God loves us and wants us and blesses us anyway and draws us into the family. It's topsy-turvy. It's ridiculous. It's scandalous. It's all back to front and it's not what this world expects. But hey, what a relief. Because maybe there's room for you. And also room for me. Amen.